This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth and a quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Thank you for tonight again. I acknowledge you, my Father. I acknowledge you, Son, you who have been raised at the right hand of the Majesty on high, the Speaker of the New Testament. Oh, God and the Father of the prophets, the brethren. I honor you, Jesus. I give you praise to you again tonight. You will show us mercy again. We will find mercy from you. In the name of Jesus. Show us great grace, Lord. Have mercy upon us, Lord. Thank you, my Father. Glory to you, Son of God. We receive your angel here tonight, that he will come and join forces with you and with us to minister. Jesus, come and minister. You are the minister of the New Testament. Minister to us tonight. Show us great mercy, Lord. Grant unto us great grace. In the name of Jesus, we honor your name, Lord. We give glory to you, our Father. In Jesus' name we are praying. Amen. A big amen. First Timothy chapter 1, from verse 11. I just want to use this scripture as a springboard. First Timothy 1, 11. According to the glorious gospel of the blessed God. So you see this glorious gospel. Paul also spoke about this glorious gospel in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Gospel, I don't have doubt, seriously, is the ministry of the Son of God as a minister of the sanctuary for the purpose of accessing most holy. I sense that God really wants us to have access to most holy. We are yet to assess most holy. The Son must minister for a period of time. And the Son that is ministering is the everlasting King and the living God. We must receive those two ministrations for us to be accorded honor of assessing most holy. Because the realm of most holy is the realm of the true. Realm of when you assess the most holy, you have assessed the realm of the true. But the Son must come and minister in the sanctuary. When the Son appears in the sanctuary, he becomes the sanctuary of God. Although it's a sanctuary, but maybe the Son of God appeared to minister there. He became what? The sanctuary of God, which Psalm 72 was talking about. It's an encounter there. So there's a minister that comes from the most holy, the minister that comes from the true tabernacle. Jesus come at the curtain opposite the golden altar. The way Gabriel came from that world to come and meet Zechariah in the time of offering. Those who have arrived at the time of incense, those who are already offering incense by their life, is an incense that is well pleasing to the Lord. They are supposed to have an encounter with the Son of God. You see, it's an emphasis. Though I've been talking about the Father, the ministry of the Father is done by the Son of God. It's the Son of God that is ministering the Father. The Father must be ministered by the Son. Luke chapter 10 and Matthew 11. And the same hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, for all things are delivered to me of my Father. All things are delivered to me of my Father. To me, both the things of the Father and the things of the Son. The Father delivered it to the Son. The same revelation, book of Revelation chapter 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ that God gave unto him. They gave to it to Jesus Christ. The revelation of Jesus Christ, what God gave unto him to show or to reveal unto his servants things. I thank thee, O Father, for all things. That Luke chapter 10. Thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that have hid these things from the wise and the prudent, and have revealed them unto babe. Even so, Father, for it seems so good in thy sight. All things are delivered to me, O my Father, and no man knoweth this. No man knoweth who the Son is. And no man know who the Father is. No man know who the Son and the Father is. No man know who the Son is, but the Father. It's the Father that know who the Son is. So that's why he will take the Father to give the revelation of the Son to the Son. And who the Father is. I was teaching on Sunday that this being a mystery. Who the Son is. Just like angel Marvel, who is man? So who is man? Who the Son is. Who the Father is. And who God is, no man know it. Just that no man know who a man is, except the spirit of that man that searcheth with him. For no man know the things of a man, because there's no who the man is. Also know what is the man. There's who the man is. What is man? There, who is the Son and what the Son is. Who the Father is and what the Father is. Things that are made of the Father. So, Jacob was saying that no man know who the Son is. And no man know who the Father is. So who the Son and who the Father is are the things that are hid from the prudence and the wise. They are the things that are hid. But God gave that revelation to Jesus Christ. So what God gave to Jesus Christ to show it to his servant is who both the Father and the Son is. What they gave to Jesus, the revelation of Jesus Christ that God gave to him, because Jesus Christ is both who the Son is and who the Father is. Because Jesus has both. Jesus Christ is both the Son. Because Jesus is the Son of the Father in truth and in love. Second John. Jesus Christ is the Son of the Father in truth and in love. So you can't know who the Son is. It's in Jesus. You can't know who the Father is. It's Jesus. So the revelation that God gave to him to show unto his servant are two things. Is who the Son is and who the Father is. The Son here is the Son who the Father, God the Father gave. Isaiah chapter 9. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. A son with government. Because there is a son that is without government. There's a son without government. There's a son without throne. There's a son without reign. But there's a son with government. So no man know who the Son is. I love that word. Who the Son is and the Father. Who the Son and the Father is. Who the Son or who the Father and the Son is. That's the revelation of Jesus Christ. Because you cannot know who the Son is really until it's in Jesus. You see who the Son is. And you cannot know who the Father is is in Jesus Christ that you know who the Father is. Because who the Son and the Father is mystery that are in the secrets. If the mystery of Christ, according to Colossians, is hidden treasure, or is in, is hid treasure, in whom are hid all treasures. So Christ is treasure, is hidden treasure. They are treasure. In whom are hid, I love that word. So Christ has some treasures. The Father has treasures. The God has treasures. All treasure. There are treasures that are in Christ. That when you get to the Father, you see more treasure than that which is in Christ, in the Father. When you get to God, you find more treasure. So God has more treasure because the mystery of God there is both the true and the only begotten. That God there is in two things. It's both in the true and the only begotten. So there's the true God and there's the only true God, only begotten Son of God. That's the eternal word. So who the Son is and who the Father is, who the Son is and who the Father is, are things that we are hid from the prudence and the wise, and are given to me. I thank your Father, because you are giving them to me. Do you know I said it? Apostle John and I of Patmos also confirm it. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to him. Oh, Father, Lord, the owner of heaven and the earth. For that I've eat these things. So what are these things? Colossians 2 verse 3. Those things are, for in him I eat all treasures. So can you see that verse 3? In whom I eat. In whom? Where? In God. In the Father and of Christ. In whom I eat all the treasures. So Luke chapter 10. I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and the earth, that thou art eat these things from the wise and the prudent. So what are these things? They are all treasures. Oh, Father, Lord of heaven and the earth, thou art eat these things from the wise and the prudent, and I reveal them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seems good in thy sight. Agamoso. So in the Father's eye, it's good to eat these things. For so it seemed good, or for so it seemed good in thy sight. So to eat it, then all things are delivered to me of my Father. So this all things that are delivered to me of my Father, when you read Colossians 1, he also said it, it has pleased God in Colossians 1, that for it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. What's all this fullness? This all fullness is all these things, or all these treasures. I'm trying to say that the things that the Colossians say I eat, all these things that are treasure that I eat in Christ, in the Father, are in God. It pleased the Father. It seemed good in his sight, for it seemed good. Like I said, that one of the reasons why the Father, God, decided to make the world become flesh is so that they can transfer, evacuate everything that are precious. They can evacuate it onto all the fullness of it in Jesus Christ. They wanted to move all this thing into a person. They wanted to move it. They wanted to move it out. Move them. And hide it in him. To yield in him all treasures. So they make sure that they can become the heaven that they lay things in. For do not lay for yourself treasure here now. But lay a treasure in heaven. And what is heaven? Where a man's heart is, there shall a treasure be. So really, really, they wanted to move heaven to the heart. So in God the Father, heaven is my throne. And the earth is my footstool. Where is the house? Or where is the house shall be for me? And where is the place of my rest? So God was trying to move heaven into the heart. That don't just put heaven in heavens. But can you move heaven into the heart? Move heaven into souls. Because when God made man in the beginning, the way God designed soul, he's the one that designed soul. They call him, he's the God of all souls. He's the God of all spirit. He's also the God of all souls. And because he's the God of the love also, when he designed soul, he have designed soul that souls will be the best heavenly sphere. So when he designed soul, he designed soul and put eternity in the heart. Ahead of time. He put eternity in the heart of man. He planted it there. He planted it as a seed. But he has not germinated. Because eternity cannot germinate or it can't become bought until heaven has been created. Isaiah said it. Isaiah said, for the former heaven and earth is gone. And now I create a new heaven and a new earth. Before it come to pass, I'm declaring it. I create a new heavens and a new earth. I create it. God said, for behold, I create a new heavens. Isaiah 65, 17, 18. I create a new heavens and a new earth. The former shall not be remembered, nor come to mind. But be ye glad and rejoice forever. Why? In that which I create. You will rejoice and be glad. Where? In that which I create. So, Isaiah will say that God will create new heavens. And we create what? A new earth. But when the water was created, they created it in a being. Because God wanted to move treasures. And treasure can only stay in heavens where thieves cannot break through to steal. And where rot and mold does not corrupt. What Lucifer, devil, angel, and dragon, and all fallen spirits are using to lure, seduce, and deceive are treasures that God put in them. They stole it from God. So when they said for the thief coming, no, Satan does not steal cars. What Satan steals life. What Satan kills is life. What Satan destroys life. So the first place that Satan stole is that Satan stole treasures that God put in the heavens. He stole treasure. Satan stole treasure. Those angels that God created, Satan stole them from God. Because those beings are treasures. They are the treasures of the present creation. They are heavens. They are not just dwelling in heaven. They themselves are heavens. All seraphs are heavens. They are heaven that are inhabiting heavens. Because if the first man, Adam, was of the earth, earthy, and the second man is the Lord from heaven, and he was made better than the angel. So you can be sure that they also are heavens. All angel and heaven that inhabit what? Heavens. So they are heavens, or another of heavens mean I mean exalted ones. The word heaven means exalted ones. When you hear the word heaven, heaven means that which is heaved up. Or that which is raised up. Heaven means that which is heaved up. So, heavens, we are heaved up. So, these beings are heavenly. They are present, falling heavenly beings. Just that we have heavenly beings that are not fallings. Present heavenly beings. So, Jesus is also the Lord from heaven. But the Lord of heaven is not the present heaven. It's not the former heaven that will fade away. But Jesus is the heaven that is new. The highest prophet that is born of Uma, who is also a forerunner of our Lord Jesus Christ, spoke about him in John 3. For he that is from above is above all. And he that's from heaven is from above. He that cometh from above is above all. He that's of the earth is earthly. And speak of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. And what you have seen on earth, that he testifies, no man receives his testimony. So that's what makes Jesus as heaven. But not the present heaven. But the heaven that is not made with hands. So the former heaven and the former earth, we are made by his hand. But the new heavens and a new earth is a product of his face. So the former heavens and the earth are product of his hand. For all these things are my hand made. Isaiah chapter 66. My hand made it. Likewise also, Hebrews chapter 1, Psalm 8. All these things my hand made. Likewise, Isaiah also. You find then that these are product of his hand. The heaven that will pass away, or heaven that is passing away, because they are passing away already, and heaven that is getting old. But, and that heaven has treasures. And treasures are persons. Because in those persons, God kept treasures. You keep your treasure in a box. God keep treasures in beings. Because that's who God is. We read in Colossians 2:3. In whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So the secret and the hidden thing about the Father, that God is hiding treasure. When you see the Father are hid treasures. When you look at the Christ, in Christ are hid treasures. And they are treasures of lives. Treasure of life. 2 Corinthians 4:7. But we have the treasure in earthen vessel. So if earthen vessel can hide treasures, how much more heavenly vessels? Because souls are vessels. Just like your body is a vessel. Your soul is also a vessel. So your soul can be carnal. And your soul can be earthen. And your soul can be heavenly. The soul can be earthen. So the earthen here is Christ. He called it, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels. So this means Christ's souls. These are ancient teachings. So you can see that it is treasures. Earthen means the soul that have been converted from Cana. What is Cana? Cana is dust. From dust to earthy. So earthen vessel is Christ. But we have this treasure. Treasure is light. Because the light of the glorious gospel is a treasure. Because light is higher than knowledge. Light is higher than precepts. So light is higher than knowledge. Who shall he teach knowledge? So, light is not knowledge. It's not precept. Light is understanding. Light is the word. You must have knowledge. You must be in the season of the world before you have light. Because the entrance of the world gives light and understanding. So, is the word. You shine the light of the glorious gospel. So, the light of the glorious gospel from the face of Jesus.
So what they are trying to use that light of glorious gospel is to create heaven. They are trying to create new heavens and new earth. So they have used a light to create an earthen vessel. So that an earthen vessel was as a product of a light. And that light is Christ shall give the light. So now they are transmitting the light of the gross gospel into the earthen vessel. So that earthen vessel can also be converted again. And move that earthen vessel to heavenly vessel. The mind, the heart. Your mind is a vessel that can keep treasure. Because that says of the New Testament. I will put it in their mind. New covenant. New covenant is a treasure. When you have covenant, it's a treasure. When you have law, it's a treasure. It's Isaiah 33. Wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy time, strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. So when you hear the word treasures, you must know that treasure there are not silver and gold. It's treasure. When your heart has fear, that is treasure. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. That means when it's so treasure to fear God. Because we have many people that don't fear God. And you can't have fear of the Lord, which is the beginning, which started with what? With wisdom. Wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy time and strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. That means you cannot have strength of salvation, neither can you have wisdom and knowledge without fear of the Lord. Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge, which is the stability of time and strength. And you cannot have strength of salvation without fear of the Lord as a treasure in your heart. So he says, so that fear of the Lord is a treasure, that we assess wisdom and knowledge. That we give him stability in times. That we give him strength of salvation. What is strength of salvation? Joy. Because with joy shall you draw water from the well. So and you need strength to draw from the well of salvation. He said, so joy is the strength of salvation. So to have strength of salvation means you have moved from righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost, which is strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. So strength of salvation is the joy of the Lord. You need strength of salvation to draw waters or to engage faith that we create heaven in you. So you can see that what brought me to this place is that we can enjoy the glorious gospel. So the glorious gospel is 1 Timothy according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God. So the blessed God here is the Father. Ephesians 1:3, 1 Peter 1:3. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. The journey, they said, the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. When you journey from the court into the holy place, that is Christ. But Christ is from the camp. Christ in the camp is called a babe in Christ. Then Christ at the gate into the outer court, a babe that has crawled to the gates of the outer court, he crawled. A babe crawled. Because why? Immediately he starts standing. He's supposed not to use breast anymore. He's supposed not to start using breast when he starts standing. So a babe crawl from the camp to the gate. But in the temple of Solomon, outer court is called inner court, which is the court of Levi. When he arrived at the gate, he must have been a fully grown up child. Because you can't enter the court except you are a man in Christ. Court is not for babies. That is the court of men, court of women. They are the court of the Gentile in Solomon's temple. So the whole camp are different courts in the camp.
So you crawl from the camp, you crawl and start taking small steps until you arrive at the gate. By the time you arrive at the gate, you are a child. So the journey between the gate in the car and the gate into the outer court and entering outer court will make you to become a man from the child. You start dealing of a man in Christ. Everybody you see in the outer court are men. In fact, they admit you at the age of 25 to follow your parents. But you will not start officiating until when you are 30. So you are going to be coming to outer court. You must gather age for them to open the gate of outer court for you to enter. Everybody outside the gate of the outer court, they call them children of Israel. Or they call it the gate of the children of thy people only. They use that word. You shall keep the gate of thy people only. When you read prophets, that's how they render it. The gate of thy people. So it's the gates. Because all every tribe, which are children of Israel, every tribe has their gates into their city. From the camp to the gate, you should be a child. But by the time they open the gate of outer court for you, you are becoming a man. And so that man, they give 5 years for every child of a Levite to be coming. He will come with his father 3 times every year. And they will give him 5 years. Isaiah 17, 19. Thus said the Lord unto me, go and stand in the gate of the children of the people, whereby the kings of Judah come in, and by which they go out, and in all the gates of Jerusalem. So the children of thy people, say, you know, to be a people is an everlasting. That's one of the promises. I shall be your God, and you shall be my people. To be the children of the people. So the people there is not plenty. The people is like one man that is like in him. They are multiplying him. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, they are a people. Abraham is a people. In multiplying, I will multiply thee. In blessing, I will bless thee. From Abraham, he become Abraham. Many father. Sarah becomes Sarah, becomes Sarah. Many. When you are multiplied, you see one man, but that one man is not one man, it's many. You find that same operations in angel. One angel will say, for his voice like the voice of many, multitude. Multitude means multiplication. Increase it. In blessing, I will bless thee. In multiplying, I will multiply thy seed. So Abraham is a people. When you bring Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, three of them are the people. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they are the people of God. Three of them are the people of God. And the patriarch, the 70, they are the people of God. But one of them is a people. You find that in 1 Peter chapter 2. That's the promise. Which in time past, you were not a people. But now are the people of God. Which have not obtained mercy, but have now obtained mercies. What mercy and mercy we make out of you. So you can see that this is the God who is blessed. Timothy verse 11. According to the glorious gospel of the blessed God. So we know that blessed gospel of this blessed God here is the gospel in the face of Jesus. That's how 2 Corinthians 4 render it. You call it the light of the glorious gospel. Let the light of the glorious gospel of Christ. So you call it the glorious gospel of Christ. So that glorious gospel, who is the image of God? So the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God? So there's a Christ that is the image of God. So Christ is the image of God. It's not Christ a perfect man. It's not Christ a new creation. But Christ, the Son of God. So Christ, the Son of God, because Christ, a perfect man, is what? Is lower. But Christ, who is the image of God, is the Son of God. So
because the light of the glorious gospel of Christ. So Christ here is not Romans 1, 16, 17. That gospel is not glorious. But this gospel is a glorious gospel. A gospel that is glorious. Or a gospel that gives you glory. Or Colossians 1, 27. Christ in you, that is only for hope of glory of God. So you can see that there's a glorious gospel of God, which is to make image of God. The glorious, say the glorious gospel. Is meant, is ordained to produce image of God. So you see, this glorious gospel has two lights. It has two kind of lights. So the first light of this glorious gospel is that it will give image of God. But when you go back downward, that same gospel in verse 5 and 6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. So this glorious gospel can give two things. What's the first thing I say we give? Image of God. But not only image of God, what can it also give? The glory of God. So the glorious gospel, say the glorious gospel, has two lights. And say, and these two lights, the first one, we give the image. And the second light, we give the glory. So the glorious gospel of Christ, which is also the glorious gospel of God. Because when you read Romans chapter 1, he called it the gospel of God. That's how it started. The gospel of God. Then he moved it downward into chapter 16. For God is my weakness, whom I serve my spirit in the gospel of his son. In 1 is the gospel of God. In verse 9, it became the gospel of his son. That means the same gospel of God, the son inherited it. When did the son inherited it? When the son received the content of that gospel. And what is that gospel? The son received the image of God and received the glory of God. So it became the gospel of his son. So that gospel gave the image. And what we communicate, the image and the glory, are all lights. So there's first allocation of light in the gospel that is to give the image. And in the giving of the image, you need two things for you to receive full image. You need two things. To give image, you need two things to receive image. Or in the light that give the image of God, there are two things and two seasons in that light. Because each light has its good and has its perfect. That when that light starts as good, it must perfect its work. Yeah. So that light, in the season of giving the light of the image, the season of the light of the image is a season, it's a time. Which we talk about the times of the throne. Yeah. When the throne is ministering the light of the image, it's a times. So first, in the image, there are two times under that light, which is there's a good time and there's a perfect time. To give image, there's a two season. So that two season of the first light, it will give the bread. And it will give the water. The gift of the water is the ministry of the face. Water is face. So you need both the bread and the water to have full image. You can't have full image without the bread and the water. So, and bread and water are lights. They come by light. So then when you move to the season of glory, it's another season of light again. So the season of light. The first light that give image is a season where they give the word. So on that word, word is divided into two. So there's a word as bread and there's a word as water. And what word and water is like cement and water. Sand and water. Because the image must be formed. The image must be fashioned. Image must be shaped. Image must be make. You make image. And you can't make any image without having clay and water. So you can't make image of God, which is the first season of light, without bread and water. Or without seed and rain. That's how Isaiah 55 render it. And so that season is calibrated under mercies. So the two seasons, the seasons of light are season of mercies. Say mercies. They are the mercies. So the season of the light of the image is mercy. You are going to come under mercies. Because you can have breakthrough into light. You can have knowledge and don't have light. You can have priests and don't have light. Because light make you to walk. Light, when light comes, you will walk. In fact, when you have light and you are not walking, it becomes a sin to you. That's, heaven does not see that you are sinning until light has arrived. So, as the light of the bread, as the light of the water, which are two different timing, they will not move it. So, your father will give you the time of the bread or the seed so that you can begin the process of them making image in your inside. And they perfect that making of image in the seed of water. Or rain. So you can see that both bread and water are doctrine. Deuteronomy 32. My doctrine shall come like a rain. So bread is doctrine, or its lines, or its ways. It's us and water too are ways. You find ways in the bread, you find ways in the water. What are ways? Ways are secrets. Because what they give in the way are secrets. Psalm 25. They teach sinners in the way. And if you're in the way, he will give secret in the way. So his secrets. They will give them, that's showing you secret. Eating things. Things that are eat. Good and upright is the law. Therefore, will he teach sinners in the way? The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his ways. What is his way? His secret. They are secret. And what are secret? Treasures. I'll show you secrets. So, secret things belong to the Lord. The things that he has revealed belong to we and our children, that we may do all the words. So it's a sin of the world. Oh, they say all the words of this law. So you can see, so there is this law, but this law has its words. Say this law has its words. That means you cannot access this law without giving you his words. So the word must come before you will assess the law. This law as the words. Or this law as his words. How best you understand this is the way Paul render it in the book of Hebrew 9, Paul said, for when Moses has spoken every precept to all the people according to the law. So what went forth first was the precept. Then, after the precept have gone out, he began to take articles, different articles. He took the calf. He took the blood of the calf and the blood of goats. With water and scarlet wood and hyssop. But the season of priesthood went first. So the time that the priesthood went out was a season before the season of taking to minister things. Because what he gave forth, he gave precepts and the word before he started angling things. Blood. He started with blood of calf and goat, comma. So those are higher. Those are higher materials. But he did not move into blood. He did not move into water. He did not move into scarlet wool. What's scarlet? Red. God is scary. Imagine wool that is scarlet. It's not red. It's horse blood. That was for the kind of wool that we know is white wool. Imagine where you find this kind of thing. Where you find this kind of thing is when you go to Abali's house. Your study bootstrap. You see, no, sometimes you be asked something that is bread. But that's what God used to enact covenant. That's why they are mysteries. They are secrets. It was scarlet wood. Not red wood. Scarlet wood. And Esau is a particular leaf that grows at the wall. It grows from the wall. Esau glow. From the wall. Esau does not grow from tree. So he showed that it's a wall that is breathing. A wall that has life. 1 Kings 4:33. And he spake of trees. This was Solomon. Solomon spake of trees from the cedar tree that is in Lebanon. Even unto if so, that spring out of the wall. Man, imagine a wall that can grow leaves. Those are things that Moses used both for cleansing and to officiate atonement and to enjoin the people to the law and the book and to God. It's like when a bride and a groom come before the priest to join them. So what must go forth after the priest said is the word. And then this law. You also read that book on the book of Joshua 1:8-2. For this book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth. So the season of the word is a season of giving light and understanding. Which is different from the season of giving knowledge, which is precept. And where light is in the bread. Light is in the water. So after I've spoken the precept, he took the blood. So, but blood is higher than water. So when he took the water that he took, the water was product of the word. He made sure he had taught them the precept, which is a ministration. But if the ministration up, Moses, if he stepped higher in ministry by bringing the water, but he did not stop in the water, he moved from the water and moved into the scarlet wool. So, water, scarlet wool, is soap, are all activity of the word. Those are words. So, what is scarlet wool? No, scarlet wool is solid. Scarlet wool is a type of the wool. It's a type of bread. And hyssop. Hyssop is a leaf. But leaves that grow on the wall. Not on tree. Not on the ground. It grows from the wall. And you say that what does not have life, but yes, life. Because the war in Israel, an ordinary war. War where children of Israel live, their war, their lintel, it has writings. Their doorpost has writing, lintel has writing. So those war, they are fellowshipping with Torah. And you shall take a butt of Esau and dip in the blood that is in basin and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in basin. And none of shall go out of the door of this house until morning. But beyond that, when you see Leviticus, it's not only man that can have leprosy. Houses also have leprosy. And they told the priest how to take leprosy of the wall in Israel. Your body is your house of your soul and your spirit. So God was talking about the children of Israel that just that the body can have the plague of leprosy. Your house, your physical body can have plague of leprosy. So God taught them Leviticus how they should take plague of leprosy on human body. But beyond that point, God said their place of their dwelling can also have plague of leprosy. God taught them. But really, really, they should not. They should not. Because of the kind of house that they have designed. Because their house carries Torah. They write it on their lintel, on their doorpost. They write it on their clothes, on the collar of their clothes, on their polo. They write it. So what you saw is so, is not just ordinary thing that grew out. It must be by the reason of the thing that house card that can make an iso for a leaf. Because that thing is like, yes, like a blade that you can dip on the blood and use it to sprinkle for cleansing. So all those things are a type of the word. And those things are times of mercies. They are mercies of the Lord. That First Timothy, which I said, they are products to build image. According to the gospel of the blessed God. And I said the blessed God is a blessed God, which have two divisions. Who was committed to my trust? I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who had enabled me. For that he counted me faithful, putting me into ministry. This was Paul. Who before was a blasphemer, a persecutor, and injurious. But I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord Jesus was exceedingly abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the chief. Albeit for this cause, I obtain mercy, that in me, Jesus Christ might show forward all long suffering for a pattern to them who should thereafter believe of me toward life. So you cannot come into life everlasting without mercies. You cannot come into life everlasting without mercy for all long suffering. Look at him. For this cause, I obtain mercy that in me, the thing is not outside you. There are mercy that can be outside you. There is mercy for something to be done in you. So he described the manner of person that he was. He was a blasphemer. He was an injurious person. He was a persecutor. Those were natures that who he was. Which are what are his own treasure? It's who he was until he obtained mercy. So when he obtained mercy, mercy began to turn, mercy opened an economy of grace for him. Mercy opened the economic of grace of our law. who was exceeding abundant. So he obtained mercy that opened economy of grace of our law. And this our law is exceeding abundant with riches or treasure of faith and love. Because there's no way the manner who he is can be changed without in obtaining mercy so that he can find grace of our Lord. So he obtained mercy to find grace of our Lord. And in the grace of our Lord is an economy. So he obtained mercy that make him find grace of our Lord. And in the grace of our Lord are exceeding abundant faith and love. Then he also obtained another mercy for the all long suffering. So he was two obtaining of mercy here. So the first mercy gave him breakthrough to the grace of our Lord. And the grace of our Lord, our economy of exceeding abundant faith and love. What that mercy he provided is he provided the grace of our Lord, which is an economy. What's an economy? An economy is a working. An economy is a ministration. An economy is a system. So mercy brought a system of God, brought a system of our Lord to him. He brought a system of grace. And what that grace that came, that grace has resources on his inside. It's a grace that is pregnant with resources. Grace that has inherent resources on the inside. And that resource is abundant. It's exceeding abundant. But that resource or economy of grace would not have come if not mercy that he obtained. So I told you, I said, there are mercies that lead to the mercy. Mercies that lead to the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. There are mercies of the Lord. The mercies of the Lord that never faileth. If you want to understand mercy, if you read Nehemiah, Nehemiah was repenting of the sin of the people. Nehemiah had to recant to the Lord. In that Nehemiah 8:31, Nehemiah called that transaction of building, of raising an image, because building is raising an image, of crafting an image of the Son of God in you, for you to be conformed to the image of the Son of God, Nehemiah called it keeping covenant of mercy. When you read from Nehemiah 9:19, 27 to 28, so the children went, yet thou in thy manifold, say manifold. Manifold. There is different-sided mercy. It was exactly like Ephesians chapter that you made the manifold wisdom of God through the church. That manifold amplified Bible teaches is many-sided wisdom. Manifold is many-sided. So the mercies of the law that lead to the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ are outside. He called it manifold mercy in 19. Later, he called it great mercies. Later, he called it very mercies. So, in that 19, yet thou in thy manifold mercy forsook them not in the wilderness. So, season of Christ, which is your season of learning the love of life in Christ Jesus, is a mercy. Which exactly Paul was describing there. Ah, a blasphemer. Ah, a persecutor. Ah, an injurious. So that mercy that the Father said, I will take mercy. And that mercy that made the grace of our Lord as in abundant with faith and love, that mercy is the four seasons of mercy. But that mercy is not just one. It's a manifold mercy. Instead of Christ, you are going to go through manifold mercy, different-sided mercy. When you are learning Christ, the mercy that they will obtain, that's why what you are going to find by that mercy is exceeding abundant what riches or faith and love. So, children of Israel, when they were in the wilderness, Bible said that these 10 times you have tempted me. They were all complainer, murmurer, idolater. So you can find that in that wilderness, with all everything that they did, what was keeping them was God's mercy. Though God punished them sometimes, God disciplined them, but it was his mercy that they were not consumed. Lamentation 3:12. It is the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassion fail not. So, season of Christ, you are supposed to enjoy mercy that will open grace to you. And you know, grace is a teacher. So, the grace of faith, exceeding abundant faith and love, is the teaching of faith and clamorous in love. Time that they are forming Christ in you, just like when they are forming the image of God in you, when they are forming Christ in you, as when they are forming the image of God, you must go through season of light, through light. Yes. So when they are forming also Christ in you, you go through two seasons, season of faith and love, that mercy brings to you. Because hope is a faith. So they say faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus, they didn't put hope there. Because faith is hope. Because faith is hope. Faith is a measure of hope. And love is also a measure of hope. Because charity opens all things. And faith is the certain things hope for. Because just as you don't see faith, we walk by faith and not by sight. When you're also in the season of hope, you are also not seen. Why do you have hope for that which is not seen? So faith and hope are brothers. And there's a mercy that must come to you. So when you are beginning to operate by the faith of Jesus Christ, it's as a result of mercy that visited you. When mercy has visited you, is when light of faith has visited you. Not when precept of faith has visited you. There are many of your brothers, sisters, that began to hear this same thing with you. But they only move into precept. They didn't graduate from precept into the season of word, which is of delight or understanding. Because you need light and understanding to walk. W-A-H-K. When you walk, you will generate works. Your walk bring forth works. It is in your walking that works are born. Colossians 1. That we grant unto you be filled with none of his will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good works. So walk will produce works. Everyone doesn't want you to do works without walking. It is in obeying God that works are raised inside of you. Works generate works. What light and understanding we generate is work. Where work we generate works. Say light and understanding we generate walking. And walking we generate works. So light and understanding, which is season of the word, we produce walking. I must walk. Either in the light of Christ, or I'm walking in the light of the glorious gospel. Yes, sir. So there's a light of Christ, and the light of the glorious gospel. But I cannot move into the season of the light of the glorious gospel if I've not finished using the light of Christ. And the light of Christ is as a result of mercy. So many people hear this thing. All what they heard is knowledge or precept. But mercy for light did not visit them. They could not obtain mercy. Because the race is not to the strong. Neither is it to the swift. So then, it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth. But God has shown mercy. So when it's time to walk, when it's time to run, when it's time to mount up, mercy must show up. When it's time to walk, when it's time to run, when it's time to swore to mount up, at every of those junctions, mercy must be shown. They must obtain mercy. So you might have knowledge which can be common to all. Most of all your brother and your sister that could not continue is because they didn't obtain mercy. They had knowledge. They had precepts. But they couldn't obtain mercy. Because it is when you obtain mercy that grace is given to your heart. So it will take mercy to minister light or mercy to minister the word. It will take mercy to minister the light for entrance for you. Entrance to walk. Entrance to run in the city of everlasting life. And entrance to mount up in the city of eternal life. Like that child was caught up, he mount up to God and his throne. But you can't mount up, it's the season of God and the throne is to mount up. The season of the run is everlasting life. Because you run, those who have fled to run, to lay hold upon the hope that is set behind the veil, is everlasting life. But the time to walk is Christ. So you walk in faith and love. And you can't walk in faith and love, which is by obtaining mercy for the grace of our Lord that is abundant with faith and love. And when you begin to obtain mercy, that mercy is manifold mercy in Christ. It must be manifold mercy. It's not mercy at once. Because in Christ are times. So each time, there must be a mercy for it. Each time in your journey to Christ, you must exhaust a mercy. Then you take another mercy. You exhaust a mercy. And that's why I call it mercies that lead to the mercy. And mercies that lead to the mercies. So a man cannot change nature because it is not he that will it. The change does not stop in willingness alone. Although mercy will not work without willingness. But mercy does not stop in willingness. Neither will mercy work without willingness. So there's a place of willingness. But willingness alone is not. It's not the one that will it. Why? Because we must know how to transact with mercy. And we must know when God begins to show you mercy, God intention that it won't stop. Because his mercy should not fail. It takes time for God to start showing mercy. When God starts showing mercy, what is the heart of God that mercy should not fail? That mercy, you should keep showing mercy. You keep showing mercy until you have received all the mercy of that dispensation. Because mercy is supposed to be keep building up. Until why they began that work of mercy is perfected. Or why they started that work of mercy is completed. What mercy began to build should not be stopped on the way. So mercy supposed to make me Christ. To exceeding abundant resources of faith and love. What mercy has provided, there's exceeding abundant resources of faith and love. So if I did not become Christ, a perfect man, a new man, where all things passed away, a former blasphemer, a former persecutor, a former injurious person. If those things do not pass away and all things become new, it's not because there was no grace, mercy for it. What mercy I provided for grace, the grace that's available, the grace of our Lord that's available is exceeding abundant. It's abundant than what has framed and designed your nature and your person. So what must have gone wrong is that you stop trading with transaction of mercy. So either you stop being willing. Because you must be willing to receive mercy.
Yes,
although it's not that they are willing. But when you are willing, the heaven will show you mercy. And mercy will keep making an abundant resource of the grace to keep available to you. So that's why you could see in that book of Hebrew, for let us come to the throne of grace, that we obtain mercy to find grace. And for obtain mercy, that the grace of our Lord, which is abundant, who was before by some man, but I did ignorantly, and the grace of our Lord was abundant with faith and love. He obtained mercy to find grace. And when he find the grace, that grace was abundant with faith and love. When you see a man that is denying this war, a man that is so is warning against deceitful lust, that war against his soul, that's warning against his soul, he because it's a pearl of mercy. That man is cooperating with mercy.
Yes, sir.
When you see a person that is walking in love, anytime you find yourself walking in love, it's mercy that makes grace available for it. Anytime you see that you are seeking the kingdom, you are seeking righteousness first, it is mercy that provides grace, because seeking righteousness is seeking faith. Because for the end, that's what God reveals from faith to faith. So for you to be seeking righteousness, that is faith. That is mercy that is at work. So it was mercy that provided that grace for you to start seeking righteousness. When you want to live righteously and godly in the midst of crooked and perverse nation, that is mercy that is providing grace for you. So, but you will not hear Paul. For I forsake not the grace. So, grace can make as many abundant things available, but you can frustrate it. How do you forsake? Because you are not willing. So, one thing I must do, it's not either one that will it, neither is the one that run it. To run, it's not either take initiative. It's not because you take initiative, but you must know that God wants you to design yourself in such a way that God knows that you appreciate mercy that you have obtained and have obtained. Because I will show mercy to whom I will show mercy. For it's the Lord that showed mercy. That was the exposition of Paul in Romans 9. That how does God determine how he show mercy? Paul wanted to know it. That what informed this mercy thing? What are the things that determine this mercy transaction? Paul wanted to understand it. Paul said that really, it's not about Z. I bear the Jew in the flesh. That is passing to Z. They have Z more than the Gentile. In fact, in their zeal, they have gone ahead to run ahead and establish their own righteousness. And rather than them to lean to righteousness, which is of faith, look at what makes a whole nation disqualified from mercy. They lean to righteousness by works than to lean to righteousness by faith. And when it comes to Z, they have Z. So you cannot glory in your Z. Neither can you glory in your obedience. Because you have to know that when you do obedience, is because there's a grace for it.
Yeah.
Romans chapter 1. Of whom we have received grace. We have received grace and apostleship. By whom we receive it. By whom we obtain grace. So, we show us mercy. We now obtain grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith. So, you can see faith and love. It was what they received. It was what they obtained. So, all your obedience is mercy that you received. Or grace that you received. All your obedience. All your obedience. All your obediences. All your obedience. All your obedience. All your obediences. All your obediences are mercy workings. And you need this kind of frame of mind for you to be humble so that he can give you more grace. Sometimes why we get stuck. Because we don't know how to transact with mercies. Are you about to transact with mercies and keep building up mercies until I can look for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ? Because you can't look for mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ without having obtained mercies. You don't even know how to look for it. You need to have obtained mercy, and mercy has to be having beat off for you. Then you have gained wisdom and mastery of how to look for greater mercy. Or you need to look for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. So you saw Paul in that 1 Timothy 1. So there was a mercy that he obtained that made him to see the grace of our Lord. Then there was a mercy obtained that made him to find grace as they are born with faith and love. Then he exhausted that in that obtained mercy and mercies. Then he find another mercy. So 10 to 14 was a mercy, which he obtained mercy. This was a blasphemer and injurious. So that mercy was the mercy of Christ. Because that mercy gave delivered to him faith and love, which is Christ. Then from verse 15. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. That means if you are ready for the issue of life everlasting, as the all acceptation, there are things you must accept. So he has obtained mercy, a murderer, an injurious person, a persecutor. And he has found grace and mercy, faith and love. So he has obeyed it. But he now said he is a chief of sinners. This is a man that has obtained a mercy and has found grace and love and has exalted it. But he said, and this is a faithful saying and worthy of all. I mean, everybody that is looking for mercy of life everlasting must know that when you use the word chief of all sinners, he was not just talking about sin that is obvious. He's trying to talk about the nature of infirmity as man, which is rooted in corruption. Talking about the way man is designed. When man has not even fallen, even when man has been washed and cleansed, and a man has obeyed God, and Christ has been forming as a new man. This is a faithful saying. Okay? If you're a man, something you should be saying. This is a faithful saying and is worthy of all acceptance. Your heart is also coming to agreement with it. That Christ Jesus came onto the world to save sinners. And formerly, he said, I was a persecutor. Look at the first one. He was talking about, I was a persecutor. An injurious. Who was? So, by the time he was writing this thing, he has stopped being this kind of person. Yeah. It's what who I was. So, he has undergone change and transformation. Yes, because he obtained the grace of our Lord. As I said, but that are brought for transformations.
Yes, sir.
But now, so that's who he was. But now look at him. That Christ came unto the world to save sinners, or whom I am. Okay. He's talking about his present state after he has obtained exceeding grace and mercy. Because he was looking for another mercy. He was looking for another mercy. Yes, this is a faithful saying. And word of our attestation that Christ just came onto the world to save sinners of whom I am. He didn't say of who I was. I am.
Wow.
I am chief. I am chief. How can Apostle Paul say he's a chief sinner? After he has obtained the first mercy. Because he know that you can't take that honor to yourself.
Yeah.
If it's in real me, like he said in Romans 7, in me dwell nothing good. But all these things is by the grace of God. You know, that he refers it there.
Yes, sir.
I am what I am. By the grace of God. 1 Corinthians 15. By the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain. But I labor more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. So he never put himself in the picture. Because he knew that every obedience, every transformation, it was mercy that provided that grace. So he said, this was the man. He said, for this is a faithful saying, oh. If you don't have this kind of mentality, you cannot see the frame of apostles. You cannot understand 1 John 1, verse 5 to 8. After I say, this time I've written unto you that you may have fellowship with us. I've fellowship with the Father and the Son. This is a man that's having fellowship with the Father and the Son. And he said, Father, fathers. You find that later because he was like your fathers in 1 John 2. But in 1 John 5, 1 John 1, 5, this is the message we have heard of him from the beginning. God is light. And in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him, God, he has said it in verse 3 and 4. Our fellowship with the Father and the Son. And this is everything unto that we have fellowship with us. Our fellowship with the Father and the Son. He said in 3, he said it in 4. So he is the fellowship with Father and the Son. But now, if we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. If we walk in the light as in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses off on all sin. And if we say, what were they doing here? This man was trying to position himself for mercy. There's a faithful saying which is worthy of all acceptation. When you are a looker of mercy, you have an adversary that does not want you to give the glory to God for your change and your transformation.
Yeah.
There are two extremes. Not giving glory to God. There's another extreme, complaining and murmuring. Both of you are the same. You not giving glory to God, you feel that because I obey God. And because of that, there is a default estate you say. You like it saying the state of being like the Pharisee that pray in the temple. You will not be like the tax collector. Who is the disposition of the heart that a man that should go home justify in the spirit? This is a faithful saying. And it's word of our acceptation that Christ Jesus came unto the world to save sinners. Who is this kind of sinner? These are sinners of James. These are sinners of Psalm 25. Sinners in the way. Because why? For they always err, not knowing the way. These are men that are looking for ministry of faithful and merciful high priest. You will not receive the ministry of the high priest, the merciful and faithful high priest, which minister things pertain to God. If your heart is not in alignment and agreement with this reality, because you need to have encounter with the high priestly ministry of Jesus Christ. Because he said it. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. But this is a man that's having fellowship with the Father and the Son. He's having fellowship with the Father and the Son. He's not lying. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar. So the reason why is that God cannot be a liar. So why John said that? It's not concerned to say. It's because he wants to let God be true and every man lie. And he knows that acknowledging God, who God is, may God show you more mercies. I'm just trying to show you protocols for you to receive the ministry of the high priest. If we say we are no sin, he said we make God a liar. Because why? God has concluded all man as a sinner. The only time that God will not see as a sinner is when God has begotten you. When God has not begotten you. Because he who is born of God sinneth not. Why? The seed of God remaineth in him. He cannot sin. Do you have seed of incorruptible in you? The seed of incorruptible. Do you have it in you? Because the person you are dealing with, he had the seed of incorruptible. And is the person of incorruptible. Because the seed of incorruptible is there for the person of incorruptible. By his person. Because Every man, you are a man, but you also have your seed inside of you. Yes, so God is an incorruptible being. You also have the seed of incorruptible inside of him. And you cannot carry the incorruptible seed until you have been born of him. And he's not just being born of the bread. You must be born of the water, which are all degree of his will. James said it. We will say those who are born of his will. James 1:18. Of his own will, there are will that is not his own. There are will that are not his own. Of his own will begat we us. And it's the sin of the Father. Of his own will, his own will are things of the lights. You move on through all the light because all these lights are his will. For every good and perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of light, with whom there's no variableness, nor short of something. Of his own will. So you use the lights until you are born, begat of him. All the lights, you go through all the lights. For the message of that God is like, in him there's no darkness at all. And that God is the Father of lights. In whom there's no darkness, no sort of variableness. But before you can say you are not a sinner, have you gone through all the lights? Have you used the lights of the image? Which is divided into two, bread and water. And have you used the light of the glory of God? That is when you can say you have been born of his own will. The word of his own will is what Romans 12 speak about. I beseech you by the mercies of God. So you keep receiving mercy. Receive mercy until you allow for mercy that got you. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, dear brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. God has given mercies. There's the acceptable year of the Lord. This accept to God, unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not be conformed to this world, but what? But be troubled by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. So the word of the will of God is a word of what? Mercies of God. The word of mercies of God. I beseech by the mercies of God. So, those messages, they start rolling out mercy of unliving. They roll out the mercy for unliving, to present yourself as living. When that message are coming, it will tie you with living. And that living, living, the will of God. It does not end there. You're supposed to arrive at the perfect. So, it's a war of his own will, begat it us. He begat it us. Of his own will, begat it us. With the word of truth. Realm of the word. The word of truth. That we should be a kind of his. It's his own we that begat his own kind of offspring. It's not your offspring. A kind of his. It's his own. It's his own first fruit. The way he gave birth to his own first son. It's his first fruit. A kind of first fruit of his creatures. God has his creatures. His creatures. Be a kind of first fruit of his creatures. Because they are product of his own will. God, Father, has what he does, the will that he carries out. And that same will, they will tell you to do those wills. Those wills are what they call lights. Those wills are what they call his word. They are secrets. But those things come to you because you are obtaining mercy. They are mercy. Mercies. The mercies of God. I beseech by the mercies of God. That you may prove that which is good, acceptable, perfect will of God. Of his own will. Which are mercy. They are the mercies of God. To see those will, to see those commandments, to see those things that you are meant to do. And to do them, they are mercies of God. They are his will. They are mercies of God. They are mercies. Each of those will, in those will, are mercies of God. For you to know that it's mercies of God. When you do, are mercies of God. They are to begat you. Until you become a kind or a kind of first fruit of his creatures. You know, these creatures, you don't know them. They are his creatures. There are new creatures, but these his creatures. New creatures are Christ. But his creatures are all things are of God. Yeah. because they have used the mercies of God and they have done all the will of God. All the will of God. Hallelujah. They did it all the will of God. Gospel, it is those who have enjoyed these mercies of God that are ready for the mercies of our Lord Jesus Christ. Mercies unto what? Unto the mercy, which is for eternal life. But this mercy is for life everlasting. I should be a pattern of them. He said, I keep obtaining mercy upon mercy. Then God wants to make me a pattern of them. A pattern of them. I'll be for this cause I'll obtain mercy that in me first joke I my shoe for all long suffering. So what the first mercy is that I find exceeding what abundant grace of our Lord. This obtain mercy that I began when I accepted this in me, Jesus Christ, is showing forth all long suffering. What is all long suffering for? It's for salvation. 2 Peter 3. Do not count the long suffering of our God. So when you are counting long suffering, in this season, God wants to show long suffering towards you. All long suffering. If you are starting finding mercy, you are going to graduate from knowledge, precept, into partaking of incorruptible things. If, peradventure, you started seeing some level of commandment, you are obtaining commandment. Mercy is the one. And you have started obeying things of the Son or things of the everlasting King. You are listening. It's a mercy. And one thing I want you to know, that God is ready to suffer long with you. But what are left to you too? When you begin to see that pattern, that God is suffering long, suffering with you, God expects you to replicate the same thing with all your brothers. Because it's a pattern. It's an example God is showing you. And you need that same attitude for God to keep showing you mercy. Those are the way everlasting, the beatitude. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. They are the pattern of the way everlasting. Because all those beatitudes are men that are journeying to the Father. Because therefore be ye perfect. As your heavenly Father, that's at the end, dead at chapter 5. It's the men that are joining the way everlasting. This mercy that you are obtaining, when you mean to come to this acceptation into the sin of incorruptibility, from the Son into the Most Holy, nobody will be safe without God showing all long suffering. Sometimes you will think that God is lack. You will think that God is lack concerning your matter. Because sometimes you will do something that you feel that by now, God don't give up. But you see, you show up again. And God is doing that. God is showing you a pattern. That if truly you are looking for life everlasting, God teach us by the way he relates with us. So that you can go and do the same to your brothers. One thing I know, the way if you are learning Christ, you are going to enjoy the grace of our Lord that's exceeding abundant with grace, with faith and love. What you're going to enjoy is exceeding abundant faith and love. And then you're looking for salvation, life everlasting, you're going to enjoy all long suffering. I've told you the goodness of the Lord. Let me not tell you the severity of it. When God is suffering long with you, it's not that any should perish. But if God is suffering long with you, you continue. God, that was the problem of men that are not wise in the spirit. That the long suffering of the Lord, it's not slackness. Yeah. And don't be a scoffer. Because when God is suffering long, you can start scorning it. Yeah. It's a sleep temptation. It's too delicate. Because in those seasons, they were ready with it. Because the nature of that God is that he said, remember the suffering of Job, that God was more pitiful. In this season, God pities you more. When you come into this mercy, God pities you. This mercy may God to pity you. You will see that God will show many pity about you. But it's the most dangerous thing. You are going to enjoy long suffering. But be careful. Do not count God that God is slack. Because that is the manner that God wants you to also replicate. God is not just teaching you by letter. God is also teaching you by practicing that same thing towards you. And he wants you to also replicate the same thing towards other. So that's why the commandment in everlasting life is higher than the commandment of charity. We are suffering people. You suffer an issue for 3 years. And they let it go. This time around, you mean to suffer for 20 years in a thing. Formerly in Christ, 3 years, 5 years, you endure and they change the state. But when you start moving into the seasoning of Christ, you may need to endure somebody for 15 years. And you must not give up. Because as that season, God is also suffering long with you. Because God not willing that any should perish. That's that mercy standard. God doesn't want you to perish. God said, if I had to suffer long for you, for him not to perish, I will keep suffering long. So long as you are willing to embrace the Lord and keep changing, and when he's chasing you, he corrects you, you are my living son, you keep suffering along with him. It's the long suffering of God. I can't the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, are written unto you. So, loss of suffering of God, which is the last mercy, is for salvation. You need to move into this loss of suffering. There's no room for divorce. There's no room for divorce. If you have to endure your wife for 30 years, you endure it. That's your long suffering for salvation. The only time that we in the church, we may allow separation for a season, is when it's physical violence. Because the commandment of what the Lord is showing to you is long suffering towards you. That same thing must be a life. It's a pattern of example that must show towards that person. But if they are showing long suffering, be careful. If somebody is showing long suffering and you refuse to change, it's a severity. It's a severity. It shows that you want to become bad. Perish now, you want to run bad. You want to run rotten. There's something wrong with you, then you keep becoming worse. Worse. The more they give you long time, the more you become rotten and smelly and stinky. They could not recover you from your corruption. Don't just say that God is having long suffering towards me. Know that God having long suffering towards you means you have long suffering towards your wife. You have to have long suffering towards members of your church. People that are living in your household. Better that long suffering towards those who are in your house. Some of them, they will give you trouble. My brother and sister, you have to have long suffering towards them. You cannot be shouting on them. You can't scream on them. You can't drive them out of the house. Because God is not driving you out of his presence. And say you want God to drive you from your own presence too. Because what God is showing you, God is showing you long suffering. And God wants you to show this an example to others. God is not shouting on you. You too can't shout on others. God is not screaming on you. God is not going about talking about your matter. You can't go about talking their matter. It's the long suffering of God that brings salvation. So God wants you to replicate God. In that thing, God is showing to you, you are changing your nature. As you begin to show to your brother, you're also changing your nature. So God is enduring, you keep changing nature. When you replicate that example, that pattern with your brother and sister, you see that your nature is also changing to be like the person that is showing that nature. That is how we're going to come to salvation. It's going to be very easy to be saved. But just that, man, naturally, we like to say, I've tried. But it's when you feel you have tried, you are just starting. In the season of all long suffering. When God was revealing himself like this, God connected this thing. God connected it. He said, he will do this mercy to 1,000 generations, unto the 4th generation. So God was connecting merciful and long suffering to 1,000 generations, or to 4th generation. So that's how God connected it. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth. When you are suffering long, be good to those who are suffering long for. Do you want to say, I'm suffering long with you. I'm not going to be good towards you. You are spoiling your long-suffering. God is long-suffering and his goodness, abundant in goodness. Say abundance. The person that you are suffering long for, that's the person you should be abundant with them with things. When you buy one biscuit for the person that you are not suffering long by making you happy, you buy 7 biscuits for them. Your goodness towards them must be higher. Because that's what God does. When you are suffering long, with all that's giving you a problem, the good that you do for them must be more higher. Yeah. The person that is good, the person that is nice, that you gave one, should be jealous. He said that what God is doing toward Gentile in Romans 9 and 10. He said, it's not that God is showing Gentile more. He wants to provoke the Jew into jealousy. So that brother that is walking in light, that you get what you when he see you give 7, so to provoke him. It is until that brother start provoke. He said, that's why when you see those commandments in Hebrew 10, Hebrew 13, provoke one another to love and to good works. Because this brother can see the way you are suffering long with that brother. Because a spiritual brother can say, this brother is showing long suffering. But he ended up giving him 7. Yeah. He will provoke him to love. Because each one who has his own person is showing love suffering. By what he saw, you also provoke it to love. And you provoke it to good works. Those are people that are looking for salvation. Those are conversation of salvation. In the day of the Father and the Son. They are salvation. You may abundance. Say abundance.
Abundance.
In goodness.
Goodness.
And truth.
And
you have to be abundant with it. It's not that you're showing long suffering and you're coming to complain to pastor every time. Daddy, if you come to complain to me and complain to your brother, you are not showing long suffering. Because when God is showing you long suffering, God is not complaining to anybody. If when you are showing long suffering, you are sharing your long suffering testimony everywhere, you have received your reward. These are the way everlasting life. These are the path. Men that look at everlasting life with withdraw. These are the way you stone. These are the way path they will take. But in doing that, their nature will be altered. Their person will be altered. That's when you follow that path, you will not say you are a sinner. That's how you're going to be begotten of his own will. And you become a kind of first fruit of his. Because those creatures are not normal creatures. Look at him that have gone this path. It's not a normal creature. It's a kind of first fruit of his creature. It is his that being like that. They created you because I said, "Behold, I create a new heavens and a new earth. For the former shall be remembered no more." Those are what the Lord is doing with us.
Show you who I am. On the within. Oh, my secret. My person. My framing on the within. Oh, I'm showing you that you might keep, that you might be a keeper of these secret things. Oh, these are things hidden. These are treasures hidden. Oh, within my bowels. Oh, my bowels of many mercies. My bowel of many mercies. Oh. So you see me within. You see me within. Oh, keep me on your within. Abide on your within. Allow me stay on your within. Allow me be kept on your within. Let these treasures, allow them. Don't let them slip away. Keep them. Oh, opportunities. Many opportunities abound for keeping. Secrets. Don't cast them away. Keep, said the Lord Jesus.
Heavens can't pass away except you can do long suffering. Because they connected the passing away of heavens and the bring of new within that first Peter. That was what caused heaven. What evil spirit that walk inside of men can't pass away. You subject it to long sufferings of God. That's only the present cannot endure the long suffering of God. The thing will pass away and the element of it, we burn it off. Because we saw a man for Job. They said, learn the patience of Job. Job expired Satan before Christ came. Yes, sir. Satan left. A man used to long suffering. It was his pain in his body. Pain! He lost his student grieving. Things! He had long suffering. He said, James, take my brethren, the prophet, who has spoken the name of the Lord, for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure, which suffer long. You have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the law, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercies. Those are zones of everlasting life. They are patterns of everlasting life. Pattern. The pattern of them that want to obtain life everlasting. Lord, we thank you tonight. You are showing us the way everlasting. You are showing us the pattern of them that shall be, that shall inherit life everlasting. You are giving us pattern, blueprint, how to walk it. We honor you, our Father. You are teaching us the way of mercies that lead us to the mercy. We are teaching us how mercy can be built up for us, our Father. Thank you for loving us. Lord, we can see our future in you. We can see our future in you. We can see our future in you. That we know that who have begun this good work is able to perfect it. We are so sure. But we know that we are not going to only show us this long suffering, but we also have to live it out also to our brother and sister, Lord. We ask that you show us great help, Lord. Grant unto us great help in the spirit. Help every husband in this house. Lord, help every man in this house. Let every man be a man that can suffer long. Make every woman, let be a woman that can suffer long. Make every father and mother to be a mother and brother and sister that can suffer long. In the name of Jesus, cause us to bring forth fruits after this manner, after this order, Lord. Help us greatly, Lord. Show us mercy, Lord. We enjoy your mercies until our former heaven will pass away. And you create a new heavens. The heaven that you God we made, that we endure. As what you said, such your mercies are in the heaven, and your faithfulness shall endure. Show us great help, Lord. Position us for this thing, Lord. Help our heart to love these things. Help our heart to love you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinwusinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.